Good morning to you. It's a very, very special day here in the heights of Donegal. I find myself at the prehistoric Fort of Greenan, a special place, a special community. We thought maybe a few folks might join us on Greenan. Well, my goodness, a few hundred have joined us. Good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
It's a remarkable scene. Without further ado, our opening salvo on this BBC Music City Day is from the wonderful Inishowen Gateway Choir.
Has broken like the first morning. Blackbird has spoken like the first bird. Praise for the singing, praise for the morning, praise for them spring.
Own Elaine McGee, who is, as I speak, in the skies above the city. Elaine, can you hear us?
And I can hear you loud and clear, and you can probably hear the propane gas of the hot air balloon right behind me. I am currently above the Foyle Bridge over Derry City. What an awakening this summer solstice morning. A city skyline not only filled with music, as you can hear, but also the stunning, stunning sight of 7 hot air balloons drifting over Derry. A city this morning which is truly a music city. As I says, I'm currently 500 feet above Derry. We're travelling in a southerly direction at the moment. The Peace Bridge, looking beautiful, is just to my right. And it's amazing. It really is amazing. I was a bit dodgy on the takeoff, I have to say. But once I'm up here, it's beautiful.
I was going to ask you, how are you feeling, Elaine? Because I know you've been pretty nervous about this.
I was so looking forward to it. A little nervous, but I mean, the team here this morning couldn't be any better. I'm just actually going to have a quick word with our pilot, Phil Donnington, who's been looking after me so, so well this morning. It's almost surreal, this, Phil, isn't it? We can see the whole city around us, but it's very, very peaceful.
It is absolutely peaceful, and I think that sums up the whole of the atmosphere of the city and the scenery and the surrounding countryside. It just makes you feel how wonderful it is to be alive, really.
Mass choirs gathered in this massive outdoor performance and are just about to bring us their rendition of what is probably, undoubtedly, the most famous Irish song, if it is an Irish song, in the history of the world.
You know the good thing about this? Okay, the orchestra's been delayed, okay? But even if they don't come, I think we're ready for this. Yeah? Okay. Will we give them a couple of minutes, or...? Okay, we'll say, listen, they're very good. They're worth waiting on if they're able to land on time.
Well, William, as you can hear, it's a little delay. We didn't quite know what Donal was waiting for.
Do I get the impression that the orchestra is still on an easy jet?
Yeah, it's well, either that or on a hot air balloon, which seems to be the preferred mode of transport today. But we can hear them coming in now. We can hear them coming in.
That's it.
I love the ambition of this choir director. He doesn't need an orchestra. We'll just do it all by ourselves.
I think this crowd is so ready to sing. Here we go.
Oh,
drive now to Derry, Londonderry, for Hugo and the Big Music City.
Hugo Duncan
on BBC Radio Ulster
and BBC Radio Foyle.
Sha-la-la-la-la-la-la-la. I want you to sing it this time. Let them hear you singing. Sha. And again. And again. Wee-ha! Anne Marie, who waits for me. Keep her going. I want to welcome you all here to the Guildhall Square. It's a fantastic day of music here in the City of Culture. We want you to stick with us now right through to 3 o'clock. And today, we're going to kick off with the Big Chief. Let's hear you.
Woo! All right.
Go for it.
Good afternoon, Derry.
Woo! Go! Go for the hands, Tom.
On the banks of the river, that run on bare, young Indian brave.
Hello and welcome everyone once again to the UK City of Culture. Derry is quite simply the place to be today. What a great show from Hugo and the team. Now, there's nobody does it quite like Hugo. The Guildhall Square was buzzing and I found myself on the historic city walls. My name's Mark Patterson and for the next 2 hours we're going to try something that's never been attempted. These walls have been walked on and marched on many times, of course, over the centuries. We're going to do that today, but in a little bit of a different style. As I speak, looking out from the Millennium Forum here, this wonderful new theatre, the girls are gathered from the wonderful Thornhill Choir. Girls, good to see you. Hiya. And friends arriving from the four corners of the earth. Friends maybe on holiday, local folk maybe just gathering. So we're going to walk. We're going to walk these walls from the Forum to the Playhouse to the Verbal Arts Centre, finally to St. Augustine's Historic Church, the oldest Christian settlement inside this walled city. It's quite a challenge. I've looked forward to it for weeks. So I'm just going to step inside the Forum firstly before we have some traditional music and the girls of Thornhill. A couple of weeks back in Radio Foyle, we decided to have a little garden barbecue. We just thought we'd take my programme on Radio Foyle out into the back garden. And we found a young man in that broadcast who we thought was a little bit special. He is Paul Tully.
I've been searching for a little bit of peace of mind. Lately, well, I've been searching for a little bit of peace of mind. She don't know the love I have for her. Yeah, it's just by pushing her away.
Absolutely fantastic. Conducted by Melissa Campbell there. And that's the scene today. And friends have just joined us. We're out of puff, and I'm sure many of you are as well. Folks with the sunglasses out, and I'm just looking from the wall city in. Hello, everybody's waving inside the Playhouse. Is another gang of guys. Thank you very much, the Britannia Junior Band, and the people just grabbing a seat at the edge of the walls. I'm going to make my way inside this wonderfully restored building. Some of you might remember BBC Restoration and how well the Playhouse did on that. It's been, well, some £3 million of expenditure. And in there, good to go, no less a talent than Mr. Paddy Nash and his happy enchiladas. It's been referred to almost your little church here. It's so intimate, you know, maybe 20 foot across, almost like the Dingle Church for other voices, the Dingle of the North. And what a beautiful little space, everybody here.
Yeah, it's fantastic. It's a fantastic sight here on the walls. And we're delighted to be able to welcome so many people from all over the city, but internationally as well, through our doors. Maybe people who've never been in a Protestant church before, and people...
You Protestant?
Vaguely. Are you not?
I don't know what I am, Pat.
Yeah, well, we'll talk about that later, Mark. That's for a private conversation, really. But no, it's an absolute pleasure to welcome people in, and we hope you have a really good time, and we wish you God's blessing.
Pat, it's lovely to be here. Thank you for opening the door. Folks, isn't it lovely to be in this beautiful little church? We've promised a musical treat and maybe the highlight of our day to date. Thank you all for being here in the sweet church. It feels like a Sunday morning. Give yourselves a big hand, would you? And we'll do the sign of peace. We'll do the sign of peace after five. Without further ado, one of the most significant talents to have emerged from this city in years. We know him as Owen O'Callaghan. He is Best Boy Grip.
You're in love with him. He's got money. I ain't got none, but I'm funny. I won't make you cry in the rain. You're in love with him. He's good looking. He stands naked as he's cooking white powdered medicine.
A big Derry round of applause. It has been an amazing day in my hometown already, an incredible sense of the music. I mean, we always knew, didn't we, that there was music in the Derry air? Didn't we? Yes?
Yes.
But literally on every street corner today, there has been music. People have been dancing, singing, playing, and we're going to continue it here on Arts Extra for the next half hour, kicking off with a samba.
Bus Moria and Shindarua McMillan Achurin Tous Lahagrin Show and the King de Blas or BBC Radio Wally Agasmud Bia Bahiak Anact O Hala Table Mweda Hala and the Kafrakan Show and Nira Kalam Kilia Agas La or Doyet on Don Hyol Agas Kyol and Can the Kafrak Fuilan Shol Es Misha Lynette Fay Agas Bemember Vanity Ogav Shit on Skafcha to Krenyhe and Show Anact Agas in a history attagish at Linsuala Anact Fahinya Ya or a Clig Tranona So Takahar and Kyol Fuilan Shol and Yumar Dirtme Nil Dardaby Fuishin So far today we've had Music City has brought you the Dawn Chorus, the shopping dance. I'm assured that many dodgy moves were witnessed inside the Guildhall earlier today. Danny Boy's 100th anniversary was celebrated. We've had country music and sessions of all kinds on Derry's walls as well. But now it's time to properly introduce you to what hopefully will be the sound of this city between the 11th and the 18th of August. So, are you all ready for a taste of the Fla? That didn't sound very convincing. Are you ready for a taste of the Fla? Well, tonight's show's going to be flatastic. That's all I can tell you.
Welcome to an Electric Mainline special. We are live at the Glassworks in Derry, Londonderry for Music City. A day like no other in the history of this great city. A day in which, to coin a cliche, the city has become a stage. My name is Stephen McCauley, and here on BBC Radio Ulster and BBC Radio Foyle, we will showcase live music from some of the city's finest and most distinctive artists, but we will also celebrate music from further afield. And with that in mind, it is my absolute honour to welcome, all the way from Dublin, September Girls. To avert your eyes up to the balcony area, because right above me, ladies and gentlemen, Techno Peasant.
Here we are in the meeting house, friends. Czech and football, Lureland, Library and Glassworks. Listening to some classworks of melodic majesty in the town where pageants stray and the odd wee bit of money stays. Where the harmonic synergy of youth, truth, energy bursts forth in fifths and undiminished seventh chords, augmented by minor awards. Don't fret, we'll all get tuned in yet on another bright branded weekend that'll never end, where wood-burning savages ravages Bruno Mars guitars.
I asked you to perform this piece tonight. It was one that you were previously unfamiliar with, but you've been living with this for a couple of weeks. How have you connected to it?
Yeah, absolutely. It's a great piece. I actually started looking at the Metamorphosis by Philip Glass. Again, gorgeous piano works. It's been strange for me because I'm used to playing pieces that are like, you know, maybe 30 pages long and so many notes. So I have to spend hours a day with this particular piece. You know, it's very minimalist. And, you know, I've spent a lot of time just kind of working whether I want to indulge a lot in it or keep it simple. I think I just have to go with the flow. Every time I play it slightly differently. So we'll see.
Nice one, Ruth. We've decided not to mic this piece up, so gather around. This is going to be very special indeed. Performing the opening to Glassworks by Philip Glass, this is Ruth McGinley.